And I said it was my psychic reading that my friend gave me for the year.
And did she just, like, sit down and, like, talk to you and you just wrote it down? Like, what?
She emailed it to me. She asked me if I wanted a year thing, and I was like, okay.
She emailed it to you? Like, you weren't even in the same room as her when it was done. How's that? I mean, don't you need to be there, like, have a personal possession or a lock of your hair or something?
When you call psychics on the phone, you're not there personally them.
I think everyone agrees that psychics on the phone are BS, right?
Yeah, but she just knows me well enough to did it.
Okay, let's see. What was January?
January.
Since we're winding up, we can see.
Here comes the payoff for past actions. Luckily, you were well behaved.
And has that worked? Do you know what?
I guess payoff could be becoming co-host, maybe? But I don't know what the heck I did.
But that could be anything you accomplish, anything you accomplished in January.
That's about the only thing, though. Well, cleaning half
of
my room.
That's the only thing you accomplished. That's all I did. I successfully made it to the bathroom about 90% of the time. That was good.
That other 10% really killed me.
Well, what's coming up in February, then?
February is don't let the details stop you making
progress, probably.
Progress, yeah, I probably wrote it down wrong. Just worry about the big picture.
How's that psychic?
I don't know.
That's like that's advice. Okay, March.
Listen to your inner voice, to your heart. Don't worry about what everyone else is telling you.
Okay.
Can we go on?
Yeah, keep going.
April, need to be strong now. Hang on, you'll get there. See, that could be kind of psychic because it means something bad might happen. And I'll have to hang in there.
Don't these psychic predictions kind of put you in the frame of mind to be looking out for this stuff, though? You know
well,
what I mean?
Not when you're like me and just go with it and...
Okay. I don't know. It could subconsciously trigger you to worry about something. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I really don't worry about stuff.
Okay. What's up? What's next?
May, your heart and mind aren't speaking the same language. Wait until they are in agreement before you make a decision.
This is just like a horoscope. This is hard. This isn't psychic.
Horoscopes are supposedly written by psychics.
I thought horoscopes were readings of the stars by psychics for a general population.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's like a general deal. That sounds real general. Okay, keep going.
June. Too many choices. Don't make one. Wait a while.
Huh? Too many choices. Don't make one. Wait a while?
Yeah. Like if you have a lot of choices, just wait and think about them. Don't make one right just yet.
Okay, okay.
July. Okay, he's a bit different to who you would normally go for, but he's smart, funny, and most importantly, trustworthy.
Okay. So now you're guaranteed that one's a good. That one you can test probably.
Yeah.
Right? Because is that saying you're gonna have you're gonna meet some new guy or something?
Guess so.
Okay, so that's when?
July.
Okay, I've got it. I figured it out. I figured out what your friend's doing.
What?
All right. She gives you a psychic reading, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Emails it to you and everything, and you're like, okay, yeah, I got the psychic reading, and here's my piece of paper, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're looking at it, and all those are very general, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're very loosely based. They're not. There's nothing really good to tie them to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could go on that John Edwards program and find the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just very generic until July. She's thinking that you're going to forget about that by the time July rolls around. You know what I mean? So you're looking at it now and go, wow, this one's specific. So by the time July rolls around, she's thinking you're losing that piece of paper or you're forgetting about that.
Maybe.
Because that's a ways away.
Maybe.
Okay, what else comes up? What's August?
August, get ready. Opportunity is coming. That's
okay.
When I moved to Manhattan, too. So.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
September, you can talk your way into anything. Don't let self-doubt hold you back.
Okay, we're getting back into generic stuff. All right, next.
October. I know you don't like the advice that he's giving you, but listen, it's correct.
One more time?
I know you don't like the advice that he is giving you, but listen, it's correct.
Okay, that's another testable one, right? Because if you don't ever get any advice from anybody in that month, you're good to go. Okay, keep going.
Okay, November. Spend some time alone. Get advice from those you can count on.
Okay. That's telling you to go do something, though. That's not psychic. Keep going.
In December. Oh, yeah. I do them, too. Don't just sit there.
Okay. So that's just counting on you running into seeing someone attractive at some point in the time in that month?
And doing him.
And doing him somehow? Or going for it.
Yeah. I guess because I don't go for it.
Hmm. So what do I think about this overall? Is this a is this a good psychic reading? No.